No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Sadhguru. This is Kabir's bhajan, Apana Koi Nahi, on page 137. O man, don't be saying, mine, mine. There is no guarantee of breaths. Your life is as fragile as sugar candy thrown into water. O man, don't be so full of ego. Death is on your head. One day, you fool, you may even drown without water. You're wearing dust, you dress in dust, even your pillow is dust. One day, madman, your body will return to dust. As long as oil and wick are in the lamp, the light gets brighter and brighter. When both are finished, the dead body is carried to the graveyard. What is the use of stitching the old clothes again and again? No one is the friend of the heart. All have selfish motives. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. Kabir's Bhajan, Apana Koi Nahi, page 137. Apana koi nahi hai ji, ki apana Satguru pyara ji. Apana koi nahi hai ji, ki apana Satguru pyara ji. Na kar bande meri meri damada ki parvasa. Na kar bande meri meri damada ki parvasa. Jivan tera aisa jaisa pani vich patasa. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Na kar bande kudi takabar sir pe maut nimani. Na kar bande kudi takabar sir pe maut nimani. Ek din pagale ek din pagale aisa aaye tu dube bin pani. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Mati odna mati pahinna mati ka sirhana ji. Mati odna mati pahinna mati ka sirhana ji. Ek din pagale aisa aaye mati mein mil jana ji. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Jab tak tel deep mein bati jagmag jagmag ho rahi. Jab tak tel deep mein bati jagmag jagmag ho rahi. Chal gaya tel nikut gai bati lash sivi anko tod lai. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Apna koi nahi hai ji, ki apna Satguru pyara ji. Pata chola hua purana kabalaga sive daraji. Pata chola hua purana kabalaga sive daraji. Dilika meheram koinamilya sabamatalabake garaji apana koinahi heji ki apana satiguru piaraji apana koinahi heji ki apana satiguru piaraji. What is the use of stitching the old clothes again and again? No one is the friend of the heart. All have selfish motives. No one in this world belongs to us except our dearly beloved Satguru. Our first reading is continue in a satsang of Master Kripal's. This is from the September 1974 Sat Sandesh magazine. This talk was called Within This Mortal Form. The master says, Kabir says, within each man the lamp burns incessantly. This lamp burns perpetually without wick or oil. Baltu Sahib says, there is an inverted well in the Gagan, the seat of the soul, wherein a lamp is a light with neither wick nor oil. That inverted well is in the seat of the soul. A voice emits from the flame of this lamp. Through gaining samadhi, one can hear it. Only those who go into samadhi can hear it, and it can be heard on the first day. The light within and the continuous sound rejoins you to the true one. That is the means of returning to our true home. It is mentioned also in the Upanishads that the sun of Mahabrahmand is within, and the sound is vibrating there, the secret teaching of which was given to the son of Devaki, Lord Krishna, by Ingris Rishi. Truth is one, and the true teaching has been in existence for countless ages. The light does exist within, but it must be manifested to be seen. Unfortunately, we are too lost in the outer environments to have the incentive to withdraw and seek that light. Within the one whose 10 senses are in control, that light becomes effulgent. If you withdraw from outer consciousness, you will find the light already there, within. If you shut the doors of the temple of the body, you will see the light of heaven. And Christ said, if thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. All mankind is one. This is the very basic teaching of the masters. All men come with the same God-given privileges and are born in the same manner. The outer and inner construction of the physical form is the same in everybody. So physically, we are the same. And spiritually, all souls are entities of the one Lord. We are all brothers and sisters in God and are all worshipers of the one omnipotence. Call him by any of the various names. Hundreds of lovers, but the beloved is one for all. All the religions may be different, but their work is the same. So the very first thing the masters do is teach mankind the oneness, the unity in all men. The unity already exists, but we have forgotten it. Regardless of a man's religion, whether he be a Hindu, Sikh, Christian, or other, to experience the light of God within makes him a true worshiper of the Lord. If the symbols of light and sound are found in the places of worship of all the religions, what actual difference can there be? They were all made with the same purpose, the remembrance of God, to achieve the realization of God. However, a man may spend all his life attending these models, but to no avail, unless he enter the original of those models, the God-made temple of his own physical form. I will take a hymn of Guru Amar Das, which explains this very subject, that you must search within the physical form if you want to realize the Lord. So the first lines from that hymn. This mortal form is very beautiful when the Beloved resides within. Another master puts it this way, in each form is my Beloved. There is no place without him. But overawed am I by that form wherein he is manifested. He is a true master within whom the light is effulgent. Through such a master, our scattered attention can be concentrated and controlled. One becomes the one who sees and is then able to say with authority, this form is very beautiful. The form in which the Lord manifests, in which the light is effulgent, is more beautiful than the rest. This hymn was written by Guru Amar Das after his own experience. Applications of cosmetics, etc., does not make the physical form beautiful, but the thought of God and union with him shows in a person's countenance, and that person transforms into something very beautiful. Many years ago, about 40 or 50 years back, I read a book in which it related of a girl who was so ugly of feature that none wished to marry her. She despaired finally and left her hometown, taking up residence in a small village and spending all her time in the remembrance of the Lord. Some years passed by in this wise. Remember, whatever our thoughts, so will our face and form change. One can very easily estimate the type of a man's daily occupation from his outer physical appearance. So, after a few years, a certain man stated his desire to marry the girl, who was astounded, saying, "But I am the one who has ever been rejected." He told her that she was indeed very beautiful, and to look into the mirror if she could not believe his words. This is a simple story illustrating the fact that one's entire features can change according to the thoughts one indulges. The eyes, the forehead, even gestures. Whatever a man's thought, so he becomes. The form that is drenched in the Lord's remembrance is truly beautiful, and even those who come into contact with that form and are connected to it will be changed by the radiation which issues forth from it. As I have mentioned, as a person thinks, so he becomes, and also each person has his own radiation, his own smell. Spiritual people have a radiation of blue and golden light. Those who are drenched in love for God are called masters. Those who have open eyes can see that radiation. Our Hazur used to say that a person's character can be seen as clearly as the contents in a glass jar, and one can easily tell whether they are pickle or jam. And there is also a smell or fragrance. Once Hazur was walking home from his office when he noticed the perfume of a delightful fragrance. He looked around, but could see no person nearby. And so he continued walking, But after some small distance, he came upon a fakir sitting by the wayside, and there was a distinct radiation around him. So, you see, people who really meditate can experience the inner fragrances and can also see the manifestations from within. Again, from his own experience, Guru Amar Das stated once, "From being low, we become pure, brothers, by coming to the Lord's feet. The sinking stone was drawn out from poisonous outgoing faculties. All praise to him." This tells how masters were also at the sense level once, but through God's grace, they reached the pure stage. He also mentioned that a man can smell like burning rags, but even that can change to a sweet fragrance. If you want to see your own aura, stand with your back to the sun and look at the shadow of your shoulders, which falls. And according to your type of life, so that type of rays will issue forth at that place. Those with the yogic eye can see this very clearly, just as Hazur could see if a man were more like pickles or like jam. One who has constant remembrance of God and has contact with him within experiences a change in his bloodstream, which incurs a change throughout the system, including the features, the countenance, etc. People who are receptive can be aware of and have the benefit of such radiation. The gift of the masters is free. If you visit a perfumery, even without buying any of the perfume, you will at least get the fragrance for free. If you keep a single flower in a room, the room will become fragrant with the scent of it. Our Hazur once visited my village, and afterwards I locked up the room he had used, and whosoever entered that room at any time could hear the sound vibrating there. That place now lies in the territory of Pakistan. Masters have very powerful radiation. They are the mobile god on earth, and the company of such personalities is called satsang. And lines from the hymn, "Connection with the true beloved is a permanent matrimony, so treasure the Guru's word." Once one is connected to the Lord, one will never die, there is no sorrow. How does one find the husband who will never die? Who are the fortunate ones who get the connection? "Travel ye the four corners, but the perpetual marriage with him is not attained without the Satguru." We were given this mortal form for the special purpose of that spiritual marriage, and you can consider it a great misfortune if it does not occur in your lifetime. In the human body, it is thy turn to meet God. All other work is useless. Keep the company of the Master and meditate only upon the Nam. No matter what you attain in the world, it is of no avail towards this work. Is there any helping factor? The masters say, keep the company of the Satguru. He is the manifested Lord and can withdraw your scattered attention, concentrate it, and rejoin it to the greater attention. Join me back to God, anyone. This is done through the Master's word, the word that only the Master can give. God is wordless, but when he expressed himself, his power came forth, and that is called word also nam, shabd, etc. The Master is the Word made flesh. He manifests in the Guru and distributes the shabd. He connects the people to the God into expression power, which has the two phases of light and sound, the very power which is imitated in places of worship through the various symbols. By the practice of this word, the soul gains the everlasting marriage. The physical form is very beautiful, but not from the application of toilet requisites. If the body is not washed with soap for 3 or 4 days and dressed with perfume, etc., it starts smelling. And where does the smell come from? It comes from the person's thoughts. The masters do not use perfume, but a fragrance issues forth from their person. Such a golden opportunity is at hand, because we have the man body. But what are we doing with that opportunity? Brothers, even the gods and goddesses are anxious to be born into the mortal form. It's no ordinary thing. When the human form was made, God put his own breath of life into it, his own very essence, and then he ordered the angels to bow before it. It is exalted enough, therefore, to be fully respected. From the hymn. Devotion to the Lord brings a radiance which burns out all ego. This is what devotion or bhakti to God can do. However, there are two types of devotion. One is at the level of mind and senses, and the other is got from the Guru. The latter is called Gurumukh Bhakti. With Gurumukh Bhakti, the sound springs forth without effort. That is, when the Guru gives devotion, you will start hearing the sound. The sound comes from above, and that is my Gurudev. True devotion is done through the Guru. But what tells you that you have been given that devotion? What criterion is there to judge by? All creation, do Gurumukh Bhakti. When love develops, the light manifests within. Furthermore, through true devotion, the ego vanishes, because one sees that the Lord is the doer. Bhakti done through the mind and senses involves good actions, which deserve reward, but births and deaths continue due to one's doership being present. The Shabd burns out the ego and attachment, and the Gurumukh gets the everlasting light. The one who becomes a Gurumukh finds that all ego and attachment disappear. And again from the hymn, all praise to the perfect master's word. From him, one gets the true union. By getting connected to a perfect master, one will eventually merge with the ultimate Lord. There are words, and there are master's words, and there is the word of the master. You have to understand the difference between all three. We are reading the master's words, the words which have been spoken by the master and which have become scripture. Those words tell us of another word, the word which actually becomes apparent by the grace of God through the Guru. One meets the master, and the hidden word is made manifest. If you get connected to that word, it will take you to the wordless state. This is the only way back to God. And the Guru's word is in all. That word is innate in all men. Not the Master's words, which were uttered by Masters, perhaps 500 or 2,000 years ago. That word of the Master has been vibrating through all four yugas, or ages. The word vibrates in the four yugas, making the truth ever audible. The Guru's word can be heard in Chokunti. Even as far as Chokunti, one can hear the music of the spheres. I have just told you that the light within and the continuous sound rejoins you to the true one. You can also call it Kalam Ikadim, or voice of God, or Nad, or Anhad Shabd, or music of the spheres, or light and sound principle. Whatever you call it does not alter the fact that it is the one way back to absolute God. The sound that vibrates is the Guru, and the Guru is the sound. All these different words refer to the same thing, the hidden sound. The hidden Nam is made manifest. Word is the Guru. Guru is the word. In that word is the nectar of immortality. And it has the power to give everlasting life. When the disciple desires, the Guru will appear. And when he appears, the word is given. Word which has been vibrating since the world began, and which will stop only at the end of the world. It can also be called Gita, for Gita means song. I went once to a place where the people requested that I give a discourse on the Gita. And so I told them that when the world began, this song began, and that will only finish when the world finishes. It's a song which is taught only by those who have an inner knowledge. And we will leave off there. Our next reading is from the July 1974 Satsandesh. This was an article called Stories from the Sakayan. And the editor's note says, these stories were translated from the Sakayan, a book written in Hindi by Bibi Lajo, who was Baba Sawan Singh's housekeeper for many years. So these are several of the stories selected from that book. So the first story goes, in the city of Amritsar, the mother of Sri Madan Singh had been seeking God from a very young age. She had met many saints and sages, but had never been satisfied with any of them. One night, Sri Gaja Singh came to Amritsar and stayed overnight with Madan Singh, a fellow devotee. That night, when Madan Singh and Gajan Singh were talking about their master, Madan Singh's mother heard them and said that she didn't agree with that their master was a realized person. She said that though she had visited different places and had met many saints, she had never been satisfied. They were talking, of course, about Baba Sawan Singh. Sri Gaja Singh told her that if she really wanted to see a saint, she should come and visit their master. The old lady accepted the invitation, but unwillingly. The next day, they all went to the place where the master was staying, and the master was surrounded by devotees. The mother, at first, sat silently, but she could not resist the tremendous flow of love which was coming from the master. She was overwhelmed by the master's love and took initiation from him. In a very short time, she became a very advanced soul. Azur respected her for her achievements. One day, when she was visiting the Amritsar temple, Azur appeared to her and gave her sweetmeats as a token of the blessing. When she saw the master, she thought that if she could bring her family, they would also be able to see the master and receive his blessings. So she went home, but when she returned to the temple with her family, she found no one. In the evening, she came to the master's place. When Hazur saw her, he laughed and said to me meaning Bibi Lajo, this is Bibi Lajo telling these stories, and he said to me, "Here comes the mother. Let us hear what she has to say." So he said to her, "Welcome, mother. How are you doing? Are you doing your meditation well?" The mother touched Master's feet and started talking about her efforts at practicing his teachings. But during the conversation, she started accusing Master of being a thief and a cheat. But Master just laughed and laughed. I asked the Master if Mother didn't know how to speak. The Master told me, "No, daughter, Mother is a very advanced soul. She's a great lover. Only lovers talk like this. Mother is in divine love." And then he asked her, "When did I deceive you, Mother?" Mother told him about her experience at the temple and how when she had returned with her family, he had disappeared, and asked him if that behavior was not deceiving. Master said, "Listen, when you remembered me, I came to you. When your mind went back to your family, I left you. Why did you let your consciousness drop from divinity to the worldly level? If you hadn't left me, I wouldn't have left you. So whose fault is it, yours or mine?" Mother folded her hands and told the master that she would never let her consciousness drop to the worldly level again. "Hail to the master who fed grass to the lions. The lady who was so much against him once, by his blessing, became a great devotee and lover of God. Hail to the master whose glory is boundless." In the next story, Sardar Chanan Singh and Ganda Singh were the chief organizers of Master's work in Koite. All the people from Koite who came to receive initiation came through them. Once in Koite, a person who was a drunkard and a meat eater came to receive initiation. When Master went to choose among all the people standing in line, this drunkard was also there, and he requested the Master to bless him with initiation. The Master looked at Sardar Chanan Singh questioningly. Sardar Chanan Singh lowered his eyes. He could say nothing. He thought that if he recommended this man to the Master, he would not be able to keep his word, and consequently would bring blame on the satsang. But if he did not recommend him, then he would be taking away his chance of receiving initiation. The master looked at the person and asked, "What about meat and wine?" The man said that he would not use them anymore. The master asked him to promise this and then initiated him. After his initiation, the man tried to go straight, but after a while he couldn't resist his old habits and began to indulge in them. One night, Azur came to him in a dream and slapped and kicked him for not keeping his promise. When he woke up, he found his whole face swollen and his body full of black and blue marks. He was still lying on his bed when he saw Sardar Chanan Singh passing by. He started calling his name, But Sardar Chanan Singh didn't want to go near him because he hadn't kept his promise. But he went there unwillingly, and the man told him about his dream. Sardar Chanan Singh explained to him that he had taken shelter in a true master who had accepted responsibility for him, and he had better repent and reform. Later, this person renounced the world and became a sadhu. Hail to the master who made renunciates out of evil persons. And one more story. One day when Master had returned from visiting his disciples and was sitting on the balcony, I went to see him. He said to me affectionately, "Daughter, I have received a letter. Let me read it to you." The letter told of Ram Singh, who was a very devoted person and had been serving Master as an electrician. Then he went somewhere else and got a good paying job and earned a lot of money. It is the nature of money to delude people. One day, Ram Singh had a desire to go to a prostitute. When he left his house to go to her, the master appeared to him, but he didn't pay any attention. When he entered her house, master appeared to him again, but still he did not care. He expressed his desire to the prostitute and gave her 5 rupees. Then master appeared a third time, right between Ram Singh and the prostitute. The master slapped Ram Singh on the face so hard that he became unconscious. The prostitute could not see the master, and she was very much afraid, and she tried to make him conscious. When Ram Singh finally regained consciousness, he apologized to the girl for his wrong desire. He told her that his body, mind, and wealth belonged to his master, and he had committed a great sin by trying to misuse his master's trust. He asked her to return his money, which she did, exclaiming that she would never let anybody like him in again. So Ram Singh went home and wrote the whole incident to the master, concluding that he did not leave anything out in his efforts to do wrong, and the master did not leave anything out in his efforts to stop him from doing wrong. Hail to the master who helped and protected his disciple from falling. People talk about miracles. The master performed them. After reading the letter, Hazur said to me, "Daughter, saints are blessing people a great deal in this age. They bless people even though they do not deserve it." And we will begin a satsang that Sanji gave in Rajasthan, 16 PS, December 29th, 1984. This talk was in the May 1985 Sanpani magazine called "As the Moonbird Loves the Moon." We'll begin with lines from the hymn of the satsang. Radha Swami has taken up the human body in this world. Becoming the master, he awakens the souls. This is the bani of Sri Hazur Swamiji Maharaj. In this bani, he tells us that whenever God wants to liberate any soul, or whenever he wants to unite any souls with him, he puts his skill or power within some human being who, from outside, looks like other human beings. He lives among the human beings and works and does all other things like humans. But from within, he is connected with God, and he is different than the others. He is above all other human beings. An illiterate person and a learned person are both human beings, but in terms of their abilities, their qualities are different. In the same way, when God Almighty puts his power within some human being, that human being, a saint, is different from others because within he is connected with Almighty Lord. We can research the origin of all the names which we call God according to our language or our outer environment. 3 ages ago, Lord Rama came, and after he left, we started remembering God in the name of Rama. About 1,400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad was born. And after he left, we started remembering the Lord by the name of Allah. It has been 500 years since Guru Nanak was born, and he made us remember the Almighty Lord by repeating the name Waheguru. But this creation is not 500 years old, or 1,400 years old, or 3 ages old. It is as old as God himself. And saints and Mahatmas tell us that God cannot be remembered only by one language or only one word. The name of the Lord is installed within us by the saints. Saints come into this world carrying the wealth of Nam, or the name of the Almighty Lord, and they put that Nam within us. And that name is not written in any particular language. It is not written in Hindi or English or Punjabi. It is the unwritten law and the unspoken language, as old as creation itself. Saints and Mahatmas, when they come into this world, do not make us involved in the languages or outer names of the Lord. They tell us that the real name of the Lord is within you, and only the Master can connect you with that Nam inside. Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says that we are all the children of the same Father. And if we are fighting with each other, it means that we do not have affection for the Lord and are not fond of realizing God. So when saints come into this world, they do not make us involved in fighting with each other, and they do not create barriers of language or religion. They tell us that God is one, and he is within all of us. The name, or Nam, of the Lord is also within us. And saints and Mahatmas come into this world to give us the real understanding about the name of the Lord and about the existence of God. And they tell us, he is within you. He is not bound to any religion or language. He is universal and for everyone. And saints come into this world to connect us with that name of the Lord, which is already within us. After taking us out from the disputes of the world, saints connect us with that Anami Nam, the nameless name within us. They tell us that only to repeat the name of something is not enough. We have to go inside and meet that power. Kabir Sahib says, without seeing or realizing something, what is the use of repeating its name? Without working for wealth, just by remembering wealth, one does not become wealthy. Maharaj Sawan Singh Ji used to say that if you have business with any officer, but without meeting him personally, you go on remembering him and go on requesting him to do this thing or that thing for you, that will not work, because you have not met that officer personally. Unless you go and see him personally and tell him about what you want, he won't be able to do your work. In the same way, unless we go within and see the Almighty Lord and talk to him. He cannot do our work. Or unless we go to that human pole where God's power is manifested, we cannot make God work for us. In his satsangs, Baba Sawan Singh Ji used to say, "I searched for God for 22 years, and finally, when I met Baba Jamal Singh, I was all prepared to get initiation from him, but my mind doubted one little matter, and that was that I didn't want Baba Jamal Singh to give me the name of Radha Swami. So I told him, 'I'm ready for initiation, but don't give me the name of Radha Swami. You can give me any other name.' At that time, Baba Jamal Singh held him by his chin and said, 'Tell me, dear son, do you do any regular practices? Do you read any holy scriptures?' Baba Sawan Singh replied, 'Yes, I read the sacred scriptures.' Then Baba Jamal Singh asked Sawan Singh how many names Guru Gobind Singh had given to God Almighty in his book Jap Sahib. Baba Sawan Singh replied, 'I don't know for sure, but I think there are about 1,400 different names by which Guru Gobind Singh has called the Almighty Lord.' Baba Jamal Singh then said, 'If you don't have objections to all those 1,400 names of God written by Guru Gobind Singh in his scripture, then why do you object to this one name which Hazur Swamiji Maharaj has given to that almighty power?' Then Baba Jamal Singh told Baba Sawan Singh to read the book Sar Bachan, in which it was written that Radha is the name of the primal soul, and Swami is the name of the Almighty Lord. Both of them are one and the same thing, and you should understand that both of these names are one and the same thing." Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj has called the Almighty Lord as the highest, limitless, unfathomable Swami. Tulsi Sahib also says that Swami, or Almighty Lord, is greatest of all. All the Mahatmas have called the Almighty Lord by the name Swami. And Swamiji Maharaj added the name of Radha. He meant that Swami of our soul. Kabir Sahib says that saints have come into this world in all the ages, and the path of the saints never gets stopped, because if God would stop sending the saints to the world, then nobody would remember God. Because saints are the only ones who teach us the real path and who teach us the real way of devotion to the Almighty Lord. They are the only ones who create the love for the Almighty Lord within the dear ones. By seeing the pictures of the past masters and Mahatmas, we come to know that they all were born in the human form. They also had the eyes, the nose, and the human form like we have. And they also used to walk and talk and do things like we do. How is it possible that in the past God needed to send the saints into this world and now he doesn't need to? Like a child who was born 2 ages or 2,000 years ago needed its mother, now also the children who are being born need their mother as much as the children born 2 ages ago needed her. So in the same way that God needed to send the saints to this world a few ages or a couple of thousand years back, now also he needs to send the saints into this world. Because the souls who are born now in this creation need the presence of the saints in this world as much as the souls who were born in the world, as much as the souls who were born in this world in the past. Guru Nanak says that in every age, God incarnates himself in this world. And he says, "O Lord, you have always been sending your incarnations into this world for the sake of the souls. And we will leave there. And a final reading. This is a poem of Kabir. And Kabir says, "He who is meek and contented, he who has an equal vision, whose mind is filled with the fullness of acceptance and of rest, he who has seen him and touched him, he is freed from all fear and trouble. To him the perpetual thought of God is like sandal paste smeared on the body. To him nothing else is delight. His work and his rest are filled with music. He sheds abroad the radiance of love." Kabir says, "Touch his feet, who is one and indivisible, immutable and peaceful, who fills all vessels to the brim with joy, and whose form is love." All right, we're going to begin a tape today of a satsang of June 14th, 1994. This is in France, and it was given the title "To Conquer the Mind."
शरीर विच बैठे संत सतगुरु दा शक्ति महानता दा कोई सिख अंदाजा नहीं ला सकदा, कल्पना भी नहीं कर सकदा कि एक की है। जब तक अंदर जाके नूरी स्वरूप नू प्रगट नहीं कर लेंगा गा। कबीर साहब ने कहा कि जितना चिर गुरु नू मैं अंदर शब्द रूप विच प्रगट नहीं किया, उतना चिर मैं गाउंदा सह। जब अंदर जाके दर्शन किते तो पता लग्या कि गुरु दी उपमा कर लेनी असंभव है।
नो डिसाइपल कैन एवर एस्टिमेट द पावर विच द सेंट हैज Unless the disciple goes in the within and sees him inside, he cannot have any idea that what power the living saint has. Kabir Sahib said that before I went inside and manifested the Shabad Master within myself, I was singing the praises of my master. But when I went inside and saw his radiant form within myself, then I came to realize that it is impossible to sing the glory of the Master.
Deh vich baitha sant satguru jal de jeev kachhu di tarah rehnda hai, jis tarah oh apniyan lattan vahan muh vi apne jism de andar hi samet ke rakhda hai, sirf lod pain te hi ohda sahara leke utarda hai. कबीर साहब ने कहा कि असी उतना चिर ही गुरु नू गाउंदे सां जिन्ना चिर उस नू देखिया नहीं सी। जद उह दिल दे विच प्रगट हो गया तो फिर गाउण नू कुछ ना रहा। मैं जो थानू रोज सत्संग शुरू करन तो पहला परमात्मा सावन कृपाल दा धन्नवाद कहना हुंदा जवान नाल, इह सिर्फ दुनियावी लफज है। सच्चा धनवाद अंदर जाके ओदे नूरी स्वरूप नू प्रगट करके ही असी कर सकते हैं।
A living saint is like that creature of water whom we call a turtle. Like the turtle always hides his hands and feet and he takes them out only when he needs to use them to walk or to move. In the same way, a living saint always keeps himself hidden and he never exhibits his power or the strength which he has in himself. So that is why Kabir Sahib says that before I had the inner darshan of the Master, I was only singing his praises, I was only singing his glory outside. But when I went inside and I saw him in his real glory, in his true strength, then nothing was left for me to sing, because I could not praise him enough, I could not sing his glory enough. Every day before I start doing the satsang, I always say that I bow down at the feet of Lord Almighty Savan and Kripal. These are the worldly words, but the true gratitude can be expressed, true thanks can be given to the Master only by going in the within and seeing the inner radiant form of the Master.
ਇਹ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਹੀ ਦਇਆ ਸੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਸਾਵਨ ਦਾ ਬਚਪਨੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਹੋਇਆ ਛੋਟੀ ਉਮਰ 'ਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਪੋਲਾ ਪਾਲਾ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਸਰਲ ਸਵਾਲ ਚਿਹਰਾ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਮਿਲਾਵਟ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਨੂਰੀ ਰੂਪ ਐਸਾ ਮੇਰੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਮਾਇਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਜਿਹਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਪਾਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਿਆ
ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਓਨ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਦ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ ਆਫ ਬਾਬਾ ਸਾਵਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਗੋਟ ਦੀ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਟੂ ਹੈਵ ਹਿਸ ਦਰਸ਼ਨ ਇਨ ਮਾਈ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਐਂਡ ਹਿਸ ਇਨੋਸੈਂਟ ਹਿਸ ਹੋਲੀ ਫੇਸ ਹਿਸ ਬਿਊਟੀਫੁਲ ਫੋਰਮ ਵਿਚ ਡਿਡ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਥਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਹਿਮ ਜਸਟ ਫੁੱਲ ਆਫ ਲਵ ਐਂਡ ਹਿਸ ਇਨੋਸੈਂਟ ਫੇਸ enchanted so much to me and attracted me so much that not even for a moment I could take that form away from my vision. And that form of Baba Savan Singh had a deep effect on my life. That form, or that darshan of the form of Baba Savan Singh, became the food of my life.
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੰਬਰ 23 ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਪੰਨਾ 120
ਮਾਨਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਨ ਮੋਰਾ ਸਾਧੋ ਮਾਨਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਨ ਮੋਰਾ ਰੇ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਛੋਟੇ ਜਿਹੇ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਵਿੱਚ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀਆਂ ਲਾਈਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਮਤ ਨੂੰ ਇਨਸਾਨੀ ਜਾਮੇ ਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਕੀਮਤ ਹੈ ਬੜੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਸਮਝਾਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਫਿਊ ਲਾਈਨਸ ਹੀ ਐਕਸਪਲੇਨਸ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਦੀ ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਦ ਗੁਰੂਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੋਡੀ
ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਤਾਕਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੇ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ ਇਹਨੇ ਹਾਥੀ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀਤੇ ਸ਼ੇਰ ਚੀਤੇ ਰਿੱਛ ਮੁਲਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਈ ਮੁਲਕਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਵਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਕਿ ਇਨਸਾਨ ਨੇ ਸਭ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਸਰ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵੀ ਜਿੱਤ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਡਿਕਟੇਟਰ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਏ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਅੱਜ ਤੱਕ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਜਿੱਤਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ
ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਪਾਵਰ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ ਔਰ ਇਜ਼ ਕੰਟਰੋਲਡ ਬਾਏ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬੀਇੰਗ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ ਐਂਡ ਕੰਟਰੋਲਡ ਦ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਐਲੀਫੈਂਟ ਦ ਟਾਈਗਰ ਦ ਲੈਪਰਡਸ ਦ ਵੋਲਵਸ ਐਂਡ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਡੇਂਜਰਸ ਵਾਈਲਡ ਐਨੀਮਲਸ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ many other powers he has conquered many countries and the human being has not left any stone unturned in conquering the whole world but up until now no one has been able to conquer the mind
rikhiyan muniyan ne jinna diyan kathawan naal pran pare pae hai badiyan koshishan kitiyan koi pahadan de andar jaake barf vich gal gaya ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਭਗਵੇਂ ਕੱਪੜੇ ਤਨ 'ਤੇ ਪਾਏ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਕੰਨ ਪੜਵਾ ਲਏ ਯੋਗੀ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਅੰਗੂਠੇ ਦੇ ਪਾਰ ਖੜ ਕੇ ਬੜੀ ਭਾਰੀ ਤਪੱਸਿਆ ਸਾਧਨ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੇ ਖਾਣਾ ਛੱਡ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸਿਰ ਪੌਣਾ ਹਾਰੀ ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਹੋਵੇ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਦ ਮਨ ਦਾ ਦਾ ਚੱਲਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਵੀ ਗ੍ਰਿਸਤੀਆਂ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਦਾਰਾਂ ਨਾਲੋਂ ਪੱਦੀ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸਿਰ ਤੋਂ ਚੋਰ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਦਾ ਇਹ ਅਜਿੱਤ ਹੈ, ਇਸ ਦਾ ਜਿੱਤਣਾ ਬੜਾ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਰਿਸ਼ੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਮੁਨੀਜ਼ ਵਿਦ ਹੂਜ਼ ਸਟੋਰੀਜ਼ ਦ ਪੁਰਾਣਾਜ਼ ਆਰ ਫਿਲਡ, ਦੇ ਟ੍ਰਾਈਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਬੈਸਟ ਟੂ ਕੌਂਕਰ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਲੈਫਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਹੋਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵੈਂਟ ਔਨ ਦ ਪੀਕ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਊਂਟਨਸ, ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਕੇਵਜ਼ ਵਿਚ ਵਾਸ ਮੇਡ ਇਨ ਦ ਮਾਊਂਟਨ, ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਵੈਂਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲਡਰਨੈਸ, ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਗੋਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਈਅਰ ਪੀਅਰਸਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਵੋਰ ਦੀ ਈਅਰ ਰਿੰਗਸ, ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਸਟੂਡ ਔਨ ਜਸਟ ਵਨ ਥੰਬ ਫਾਰ ਮੈਨੀ ਮੈਨੀ ਈਅਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਪਰਫੋਰਮ ਦੇਅਰ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ, ਸਮ ਆਫ ਦੈਮ ਡਿਡ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਅਦਰ ਵੈਰੀ ਹਾਰਡ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟਿਸਿਸ, ਬਟ ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਨਾਓ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਇਨ ਕੌਂਕਰਿੰਗ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ, ਵੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਬਿਕੇਮ ਸਕਸੈਸਫੁਲ ਔਨ ਦੈਮ, ਵੈਨ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਪਲੇਡ ਹਿਸ ਟ੍ਰਿਕ ਔਨ ਦੀਸ ਰਿਸ਼ੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਮੁਨੀਜ਼, ਹੀ ਮੇਡ ਦੇਅਰ ਕੰਡੀਸ਼ਨ ਵਰਸ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਪੀਪਲ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਸ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਥੀਫ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ ਅ ਹੈਡ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਬੀ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ, ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨ ਅਨਕੌਂਕਰੇਬਲ ਐਂਟੀਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਵੇ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਕੌਂਕਰਡ।
ਇਹ ਸਰੀਰ ਕਿਲੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਦਾਖਲ ਹੋਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਪੰਜ ਪਹਿਰੇਦਾਰ ਬੜੇ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਬਿਠਾਏ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ, ਕਾਮ ਨੀਚੇ ਗੇਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਸਾਡੇ ਖਿਆਲ ਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਫੈਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਲੋਭ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਪਦਾਰਥ ਇਕੱਠੇ ਕਰਨ ਲਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ, ਲਾ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਮੋਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬੰਨ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਹੰਕਾਰ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਤੋਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਦੂਰ ਲੈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਦੀਵਾਰ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਖੜ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਬਿਫੋਰ ਵੀ ਐਂਟਰ ਦਿਸ ਫੋਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਫੇਸ ਦ ਫਾਈਵ ਗਾਰਡਸ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਹੈਜ਼ ਪੋਸਟਡ ਐਟ ਦ ਗੇਟ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ, ਲਸਟ, ਐਂਗਰ, ਗਰੀਡ, ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਈਗੋਇਜ਼ਮ। Lust is such a guard posted by the negative power that he degrades us, he throws us down. In the same way, the anger spreads our attention all over. The greed makes us collect the wealth of the world. And egoism is such a thing that it becomes like a wall and doesn't allow us to enter this world.
Kabir Sahib, Tulsi Sahib ne yahi khayal jar kita hai ਕਿ ਕਾਮ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ, ਲੋਭ, ਮੋਹ, ਹੰਕਾਰ ਦੀ ਜਬਲਾ ਕਟਮੇ ਖਿਆ ਖਾਨ, ਕਿਆ ਪੰਡਿਤ ਕਿਆ ਮੂਰਖਾ, ਦੋਨੋਂ ਇੱਕ ਸਮਾਨ।
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਐਸ ਵੈਲ ਐਸ ਤੁਲਸੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਦੇ ਬੋਥ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਟ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਥਿੰਗ, ਦੇ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਐਸ ਲੋਂਗ ਐਸ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਦੀ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟੈਂਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਲਸਟ, ਐਂਗਰ, ਗਰੀਡ, ਅਟੈਚਮੈਂਟ ਐਂਡ ਈਗੋਇਜ਼ਮ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਯੂ, ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੈਟਰ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅ ਲਰਨਡ ਔਰ ਅਨਲਰਨਡ, ਬੋਥ ਦ ਫੁਲਿਸ਼ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਵਾਈਸ ਆਰ ਅਲਾਈਕ ਐਸ ਲੋਂਗ ਐਸ ਦੇ ਹੈਵ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਵਾਈਸਿਸ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਦੈਮ।
ਜੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਾਮ ਹੈ, ਸਾਡਾ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਈ ਕਿਸ ਕੰਮ ਹੈ? ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਦੇ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਈ, ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡਾ ਪੜ੍ਹ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਕੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਕਰਨ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੈ?
ਇਫ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਲਸਟ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਹਿਮ ਵਿਦਇਨ ਅਸ ਦੈਨ ਵਾਟ ਗੁੱਡ ਅਵਰ ਲਰਨਿੰਗ ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਐਜੂਕੇਸ਼ਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਟ ਇਜ਼ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਅਸ। ਇਫ ਸਮਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨਾਟ ਗੋਟ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਹੀ ਹੈਜ਼ ਐਂਗਰ ਇਨ ਹਿਮ, all the studies which he did, what good that study is doing to him.
Santa Mahatma da sansar de vich auna jehda hai oh sirf mann nu vas karan di duai den vaste auna hai, jinna roohan di khatir parmatma ne unnu bheja hunda hai ke inna nu tusi naam de ke samjha ke mere naal milao, oh ek ਵਿਚੋਲੇ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਦ ਪਰਪਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਆਫ ਦ ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਇਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਇਜ਼ ਓਨਲੀ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਜੀਵਾਸ ਥਰੂ ਵਿਚ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਕੈਨ ਬੀ ਕੰਟਰੋਲਡ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕਮ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸੈਂਟ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲ ਮਾਈਟੀ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਾਈ ਸੇਇੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਮੀ ਗਿਵ ਦੈਮ ਦ ਮੈਡੀਸਨ ਐਂਡ ਸੇਵ ਦੈਮ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਡਿਕਾਇਡ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਪੈਸ਼ਨਸ ਐਂਡ ਯੂ ਬ੍ਰਿੰਗ ਦੈਮ ਬੈਕ ਟੂ ਮੀ। ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਵਰਕ as a middleman between us and God Almighty.
Koi vi inna sunsan de vich ya kandali tari ਤਾਰਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਰਸਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦੱਸ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਿਹਦਾ ਆਪਦਾ ਪਰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੁੱਲਿਆ ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦਾ ਪਰਦਾ ਖੋਲਣ 'ਚ ਕਦੇ ਮਦਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਿਹੜਾ ਆਪ ਅਨਪੜ੍ਹ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਨੂੰ ਪੜ੍ਹਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ। ਜਿਹਦਾ ਆਪ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਪੰਜਾਂ ਡਾਕੂਆਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸੜ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਲੁੱਟਿਆ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਦੂਸਰੇ ਦੀ ਅੱਗ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬੁਝਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ?
ਅ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਪਰਸਨ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਸੇਵ ਐਨੀਵਨ, ਅ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਪਰਸਨ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਹੈਲਪ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਆਊਟ ਫਰੋਮ ਦ ਥੋਰਨੀ ਬੁਸ਼ਸ। ਇਫ ਸਮਵਨ ਇਜ਼ ਸਟਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਥੋਰਨੀ ਬੁਸ਼ਸ, ਅ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਪਰਸਨ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਹੈਲਪ ਹਿਮ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਹਿਸ ਵੇ ਆਊਟ। ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਹੀ ਹੂਜ਼ ਇਨਰ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਓਪਨਡ, ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਹੀ ਓਪਨ ਦੀ ਇਨਰ ਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਦੀ ਅਦਰਸ। He who himself is being burned up by the fire of the anger and the other passions, how can he bring peace and solace to the other people?
To Kabir sahib bade pyar na kehnde hai ke eh nahi kise ne mann nu ajj tai vas nahi kita ga, mann de nature de mutalliq sochna penda hai ke mann kis cheez da aashiq hai, mann de utte sangat da bada zabardast ਪ੍ਰਭਾਵ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਜੈਸੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੰਗਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਵੈਸੀ ਰੰਗਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ।
ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਹੀ ਹੂ ਹਿਮਸੈਲਫ ਇਜ਼ ਇਲਿਟਰੇਟ ਟੀਚ ਅਦਰਸ। ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋਟ ਦੈਟ ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਨਾਓ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਬੀਨ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਕੌਂਕਰ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ। ਫਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦ ਨੇਚਰ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਟ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਲਾਈਕਸ। ਮਾਇੰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਫੌਂਡ ਆਫ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਗੁੱਡ ਟੇਸਟ।
ਇਹ ਸਵਾਦ ਦਾ ਆਸ਼ਿਕ ਹੈ, ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੇ ਸਵਾਦਾਂ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਤੜਫਦਾ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਦੀ ਲੱਜਤ ਇੱਕ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਖੜ੍ਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੀ। ਇੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਦੂਜੀ ਮਗਰ ਦੌੜਦਾ, ਦੂਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਤੀਜੀ ਮਗਰ ਦੌੜਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਫੌਂਡ ਆਫ ਟੇਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਆਫਟਰ ਦ ਪਲੇਜਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰਨਿੰਗ ਆਫਟਰ ਦ ਟੇਸਟ। ਦੈਰ ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਟੇਸਟ ਔਰ ਨੋ ਪਲੇਜਰ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਵਿਚ ਕੈਨ ਕੀਪ ਦਿਸ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਸਟਿਲ। ਇਫ ਹੀ ਗੈਟਸ ਵਨ he wants to have another, and when he has another he leaves that and he goes for another, and in this way he goes on chasing the pleasures and the tastes.
Sant Mahatma sanu aake dasde hai ke na ta ghar bar da tyag karan di lod hai, na baal bache chhadan di lod hai, na koi jism de utte pabhoot vagaira laun di lod hai, na kise bahari reeti rivaj karm kaand di koi zarurat hai, sirf ਪੂਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਨੂਰੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਜਦ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਦੀ ਸਦਾ ਅਗਵਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਕਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਮ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਆਪਣਾ ਨੂਰੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਉਹ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਸੇਵਕ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਰੱਖ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਅਗਵਾਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਤੱਕ ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਾਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਗਾ। ਸ਼ਿਸ਼ ਉਹੀ ਅਖਵਾ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨੂਰੀ ਸਰੂਪ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਲਵਿੰਗਲੀ ਟੈਲ ਅਸ ਦੈਟ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਕੌਂਕਰ ਦ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਨੀਦਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਅਵਰ ਹੋਮਸ ਐਂਡ ਗੋ ਆਊਟ ਇਨ ਦ ਵਿਲਡਰਨੈਸ, ਨਾਰ ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਅਪ ਅਵਰ ਫੈਮਿਲੀਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਐਂਡ ਗੋ ਐਂਡ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਸੋਲੀਟਿਊਡ। ਵੀ ਡੋਂਟ ਈਵਨ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ put the ashes on our body, we don't need to change our outer appearance, or we don't even need to wear clothes of a certain color. We just need to go to the perfect Mahatma, and after going to the perfect Mahatma and getting the Simran from him, we need to do the Simran and come to the eye center and reach the radiant form of the Master. Such radiant form of the Master, when it gets manifested within us, he guides us. And he doesn't leave the disciple until he takes the disciple back to the real home. As long as the disciple lives in the world, he always gets the guidance from the master. At the time of the initiation, the perfect masters sit within the disciples in their radiant form, and that radiant form of the master always guides the disciple.
Pura sant chandan di tarah hai, jivein chandan de paas ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਬਿਰਸ਼ਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਮਹਿਕ ਆਉਣ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਮਿੱਟੀ ਤੱਕ ਵੀ ਮਹਿਕ ਉੱਠਦੀ ਹੈ। ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਸਾਰੀ ਬਿਰਸ਼ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਉਹ ਸੁਗੰਧੀ ਭਰ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ।
A perfect master is like a sandalwood tree. As the trees who grow around the sandalwood tree also start becoming vagrant. Even the sand or even the dirt which is near the sandalwood tree starts giving out the fragrance. In the same way, we the worldly people are like those trees who grow around the sandalwood tree and later on become fragrant themselves. So we also, we the worldly people are also like that. When we go in the company of the perfect masters, we also start giving out the fragrance like the master.
We'll close with Sanchi's bhajan, Tapade Hirdade Tare Ake, on page 41. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. The place where beloved Kripal resides is blooming. Time after time, he planted the plants of Nam and gave the water of satsang. Hail, hail, beloved Kripal. He attached the dear ones to his feet. Showing the path of five Shabads, he united them in him. Removing the differences of duality, he taught only one Shabda. Beloved Kripal is present everywhere, absorbed in the eyes. The beautiful one who is present in all is obtained by the rare ones. He taught one Shabd after making us forget all the knowledge of the world. Das Ajaib makes this prayer. Listen, O beloved Kripal, we have fallen at your door. Save our honor, O giver. Filling the Joli of Nam, he taught to fill the Jolis of Nam. Sanchi's Bhajan Tapade Hirdade Tare Ake, page 41. Tapade Hirdade Tare Ake Namadami Bardasagia Dari Dani Vardana Dukiya Vale Sacha Satiguru Agia Tapade Hirdade Tare Ake Namadami Vardasagia Dari Dani Vardana Dukiya Vale Sacha Satiguru Agia Jisatate Kirtipala Piyara Ote Bhagabahara Same Same Sirilae Bhute Ajakiriya Gulazara Jisatate Kirtipala Piyara Ote Bhagabahara Same Same Sirilae Bhute Ajakiriya Gulazara Namade Bhute Lae Usane Satasanga Parni Pagia Dari Dani Vardana Dukiya Vale Sacha Satiguru Agia Tapade Hirdade Tare Ake Namadami Vardasagia Dari Dani Vardana Dukiya Vale Sacha Satiguru Agia Dana Dana Kirtipala Piyara Apani Charani Laliya Pancha Shabada Darasata Dasake Apane Vichamilaliya Tana Tana Kirtipala Piyara Apani Charani Laliya Pancha Shabada Darasata Dasake Apane Vichamilaliya Duidveta da beda mitake Iko shabada sikagia Dari dani varana dukiya vale Sacha satiguru agia Tapa day, here today, tarde ake, namadami vardasagia, tarde dani vardana dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Harditate kirti pala piyara, akia vicha samaya he. Gata gata de vichi vasada sona virale nehi paya he. Harditate kirti pala piyara, akia vicha samaya he. Gata gata de vichi vasada sona virale nehi paya he. Dunia de sab elamachudake, iko shabadasika gya, tardidani varana dukia vale sacha satiguru agya. Tapa de hirde de tarde ake, namadami varasa gya. Tarde dani varana dukia vale sacha sati guru agia. Dasa ajayaba ardeja karda sunakirti pala piyariya. Tarde tere te date ake rakila jadatariya. Dasa ajayaba ardaja karada sunakirti pala piyariya. Tarde tere te date ake rakila jadatariya. Namadana di choli bardake choli bardana sikagiya. Tardidani vardana dukia vale sacha satiguru agia. Tapa de hirde de tarde ake namadami vardasagia. Tardidani vardana dukia vale sacha satiguru agia. Beloved Kripal is present everywhere, absorbed in the eyes. The beautiful one who is present in all is obtained by the rare ones. He taught one Shabda after making us forget all the knowledge of the world. After coming, he cooled the heated hearts by showering the rain of Nam. The true Satguru has come to remove the pains of the suffering ones. May God bless us all.